as he does every week, Mike White of the Post Gazette. And with this being our 10th season of the Steelers Youth Football Show, we've taken a look at some of the games and special moments that have stood out over the years. But today we're going to take a look at some of the top players over the last 10 seasons. Now, this had to be a hard list to come up with, Mike.
Certainly, Skyler. You've got some really good players in the last 10 seasons with this show. And how did we do it? Well, you have to look at, I think, what they did in high school, balance what they did in college, but you got to come up with a list that also includes maybe some linemen. Can't pick all skill position players, right? And we got a list. They're fine players. We're calling it the finest 15.
So I bet there's some big names on this list. Let's get right into it.
Well, you got three players in the NFL right now, some doing some very good things in college also. Let's get right to it. Who is that finest 15? We'll start with Tyler Boyd of Clairton. Here's a kid who never knew what it was like to not win a championship. Four WPILs, four state championships at Clairton. Second, Brett Rumbaugh. All-time leading passer, WPIL, over 11,000 yards. He lost one game his final 3 years. Another quarterback on the list, Ben DiNucci, Pine Ridge High School. He threw for a WPIL record, 4,269 yards his senior season alone. Let's go to the line. Aaron Donald, I think the best lineman in 10 seasons, without a doubt. What he's doing in the NFL, what he did at Pitt, he did at Penn Hills High School. And then running back Zane Dudek, he set a WPIL record, almost 3,000 yards in one season. Next on the list, everyone loves Paris, right? We're talking to Paris Ford of Steel Valley. He was Mr. Everything for the Ironman. Next, Robert Foster of Central Valley. What did he do in high school? Well, check this. How many guys have done this? Had over 1,000 yards rushing and over 2,000 yards receiving. Next, Drayvon Henry, Aliquippa. Part of a backfield that had two 4,000-yard rushes for their career. He was also a tremendous defensive back. Then you have to look at Malik Hooker. Only played 2 years of high school at Newcastle. Went on to Ohio State. And how do you keep a first-round NFL draft choice off the finest 15? Next up, the Wolverine man. He's playing for the Michigan Wolverines right now. Khalik Hudson, former WPIL Player of the Year, defensive back at Michigan. But he was an outstanding running back at McKeesport High. Now, a player still playing right now, Phil Jurkovec, on the finest 15, only the second player in WPIL history with 6,000 yards passing and over 1,000 rushing. Next, Russell Schell, still the all-time leading rusher in the history of Pennsylvania, 9,700 yards in his career at Hopewell, and he carried the ball over 1,000 times. Jordan Whitehead, standout for Pitt. He was a standout at Central Valley for 4 years. Big senior season. Led his team to the WPIL championship. Lamont Wade, a freshman at Penn State. Third leading rusher in WPIL history with 7,079 yards. And lastly, the Lenny Williams Show. Wasn't that heavily recruited, but look what he did as a quarterback. The all-time offensive leader in the WPIL at Stowe Rocks with 11,559 yards. By far the most yards of anybody in WPIL history. So, Skyler, there you have it. The finest 15 in 10 seasons of the WPIL.
Wow, Mike, we've really seen some memorable athletes over the last 10 seasons. Let's switch gears now and look at this week's Steelers Showcase poll. Now, you'll notice all the games on our poll this week are rematches. Our first comes out of 4A. TJ plays Bel Vernon this Friday, and Thomas Jefferson's only loss this season was to Bel Vernon.
Well, you talk about rematches, Skyler. Seven of the eight semifinal games in these playoffs are rematches of games earlier this season. Thomas Jefferson was number one. They lost to Bel Vernon earlier in the season. I was at that game. Thomas Jefferson really dominated. They outgained by 2-1 in yardage, Bel Vernon, but Bel Vernon won on the scoreboard. Can they do it again? Here's the key to the game. Thomas Jefferson hurt itself last time with mistakes and turnovers. It's tough to beat Thomas Jefferson twice in a season, but can that Bel Vernon defense hold up and do it again?
Our next game on the ballot, North Allegheny at Pine Richland. Now, this one has an interesting backstory.
Without a doubt, Skyler, there's a new soap opera out. It's called As the World Turns in the Northern Suburbs. It stars North Allegheny and Pine Richland. 2 weeks ago, all this drama. They met Pine Richland, controversial celebration afterward. Phil Jurkovec carrying a flag around, running through the band. Then he gets barred from a North Allegheny Pine Richland field hockey game. But let's talk football. Forget the drama for a second. This should be a good game. It was good a few weeks ago. North Allegheny gave Pine Richland a battle. Pressure is on North Allegheny defense. Pine Richardson had over 600 yards rushing in that game. Can NA slow down that Pine offense?
And our final game on the ballot this week, Seton LaSalle versus Quaker Valley. This is a rematch, although it's a non-conference rematch.
Correct, Skyler, and Quaker Valley rolled over Seton LaSalle. Can Seton LaSalle come back? Hey, they have Lionel Little Train Deans. Went over 5,000 yards rushing for his career last week. But you got to talk about the Quaker Valley offense. Quarterback Ricky Gus. Everyone wants to jump on that Gus bus. They also have Isaiah McNair. And do the Quakers make history? They've never been to a WPIL championship. I think they might get there and might see a rematch with Aliquippa.
And now the results of our poll. With over 21,000 votes this week, 67% of them went to Thomas Jefferson versus Bell Vernon.
So you're going to Baldwin. That's where that game is at. And Skyler, we talked about rematches. Here's an interesting thing. Bell Vernon beat TJ earlier this year. No one has beaten TJ twice in his season since 2000. They got their work cut out for him, Bell Vernon.
I'm excited to see how this one plays out Friday. It's going to be a good one. And if you'd like to continue the conversation about Mike White's top 15 players of the Whippeal, you can head to his Twitter, @MWhiteBurg.